across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
But I'd like to welcome my guest, Olivia Belton, here from the Leverhulme Centre for the Future Intelligence at Part of the University of Cambridge. Good afternoon, Olivia.
Hi, thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Now, it's the broad topic is autonomous flight focus groups you're looking for people mm-hmm. to. But before we go into that, hence my cheesy song about birds, I'm sorry. but you did, as you did say, I didn't play Leaving on a Jet Plane. So, you know, that's one better, perhaps not. before we go into actually the details of your project, could you just give us a little bit of the background of what the Leverhulme Centre is and for future intelligence? Because it's been open about 2 or 3 years now.
Yes, that's right. So, the Leverhulme Centre for the Future of Intelligence, we always call it the CFI because it's a bit of a mouthful. It's a research centre where we get academics from various areas of expertise. We have philosophers, we have computer scientists, science communication experts. And we're mainly based in Cambridge, but we also have researchers in Oxford, Imperial in London, and Berkeley in California. And we want to come together and study the big topics to do with the development of artificial intelligence. So things like responsible development of AI, what are some of the ethical issues that might come up, and what I'm doing, which is the perception, public perception of autonomous flight as it's developing.
Now, can you just tell me a little bit, because I think autonomous flight, so that's driverless things, mm-hmm. but does that mean aeroplanes that drive, or does it mean drones? I wasn't sure. Or does it mean something else?
Oh, yeah. It's I'm defining it quite broadly. So okay. Any sort of aircraft which is controlled by artificial intelligence, which can include passenger planes, drones. There's some work being done on sort of point-to-point taxi sort of hovercraft, basically.
Wow.
That's a little bit out there, but it's something that could be feasible in the next couple of years. But generally, when you talk to people about artificial intelligence, they think of the Terminator is the big one that comes to mind. But actually, artificial intelligence is a series of different technologies which do different things. So artificial intelligence is really good at some tasks. Computers are very good at playing chess, very bad at folding laundry, which I don't know whose priority it was to pick chess over laundry. But one of the ones where there has been a lot of really rapid development in the last couple of years is autopilots and autonomous flight. Most passenger airplanes, for example, use a lot of autopiloting. And it's something that's progressing really rapidly to the point where it might be that we can go from two pilots to one safely or go without pilots altogether. So we think it's really important at this juncture, while the technology is developing, while it's being adapted by the industry, to take a step back and think about, okay, what do people actually want out of these sorts of technologies? Do they trust them? How do they feel about them? What do they think would be the best use of this technology in their lives?
Okay, so we're still looking at the moment about autonomous cars, I mean, driverless cars. And so I kind of think, is this a one step further or actually better? Because when I was mentioning that you were coming on, someone said, well, there's less cars to bump into in the sky. But it's a really interesting thought. The perception actually is a key thing, isn't it? Because whatever you can say about, oh, it's fine or it's safe or this is what we're going to do, that people's perception will be probably very different. Is that right? Is that what you're trying to get an edge on, really?
Yeah. So there's not been so much research into it, especially compared to perceptions of autonomous vehicles, land vehicles, cars, basically. But there's a lot of instances that suggest that people are generally distrustful of it, despite the fact that actually autonomous flight is fairly safe. But I completely agree with you. It doesn't really matter if you tell people over and over again, it's safe, it's 100% safe. If there's something holding people back, then they're not going to want to do it.
Yes. So from that, you are looking, you know, you're in the first stage of this research, aren't mm-hmm. you? And your thing is to actually get some focus group, get some people together, talk about their kind of their thoughts and, I guess, their perceptions currently. And will you also be telling them other stuff, or will it just be a kind of them telling you what they think now?
Well, actually, it's not really so much a focus group in the traditional sense of I ask questions and I get people's answers, because there's a lot of room for that sort of work. I think it's really important. But one of the problems that you always have with focus groups is that people kind of get into their own heads. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
They're constantly thinking about, oh, what's the correct answer? Do I sound stupid? Do I sound reactionary? And it can sometimes lead to sort of skewed answers. So the thing that we want to do here is actually take a slightly different approach. So in these focus groups, we'll begin by looking at some fictional representations of autonomous flight and get that as a jumping off point for people to think about where the technology might be going, what they think about the representations, whether they express actual problems or whether they think that there's excessive fictionalization. And then basically we're going to do some collaborative storytelling to imagine the future of autonomous flight, where people might think that this could go in the future. And that's a way of just getting people, again, outside of their heads.
Yeah, that actually sounds like a really fun day. So would it be a day, a morning? How kind of much time do you think people need to give to this?
It would be from about 11 a.m. to around 3.
Okay.
And there is a free lunch hand purchased by myself. You will get a £20 Amazon voucher as a, you know, to compensate you for your time.
So that's really nice. So if you're interested in this, which sounds very interesting, you also get a reward for doing it. So £20 Amazon voucher and as you say, a lunch. So you don't even need to bring anything. You just turn up. And where are you based?
We are based off Mill Lane, so quite central to Cambridge.
And that's where it would be, would it?
Yes.
So if people want to get in touch, then how should they proceed? If they've heard this and they would like to get involved, is there a certain age group or any other criteria that we need to know?
No, not at all. We're interested in people of all ages, men and women, anyone who's got an interest or thinks that it sounds like fun. So if you are interested, please email me at ob338@cam.ac.uk. So O as in Olivia, B as in Belton, 338@cam.ac.uk.
That's brilliant. And then you can give them all the details of when, roughly, is there a set date for this or is it?
It's next weekend, so okay. Saturday and the Sunday.
So they need to be free next weekend,
yes.
Which is the
17th and 18th.
Thank you very much. Yes, great.
So.
Yes, yeah, no, that makes sense. Yes. Yes, so that's great. Thank you very much for coming in, Olivia. That's really interesting. And if I was free next weekend, I'm away, unfortunately, but I would love to come and do it too because it sounds fascinating. And I think it will give you everybody a real insight into what could be coming in the future.
Yeah, hopefully it'll be fun and informative, which is a really great double whammy.
Great. Thank you ever so much, Olivia. Thank you.
Thank you.